Hey, Fuzzbutts. How's it going? Welcome to another episode of Fuzzy Notes, the show about the music made by furs. My name is Rue, and I will be your host as we listen to at least 4 songs, maybe 6 songs. Who knows? I'm going to surprise you. By furry musicians, which I have said before in this introduction. And also, this is episode number 86. I have said the word fuzzbutts at least 86 times in my life. But I can guarantee you it's been many, many more times than that. And I am not ashamed. I am proud to have said fuzzbutts likely hundreds of times. Are there any furry words that you have said a lot of times and maybe people frown upon you for it? Let me know. If this was a call-in show, I would take your calls, but it isn't. Maybe we can do that sometime in the future. That would be kind of weird. But regardless, I have some music today from some returning artists, some people you recognize, like Nice the Singing Dog, one of the songs from his new album. And I also have a new track from Party Wolf 17, who you may remember from a while back from Out West in Vancouver. And this artist is somebody that I really loved. I love the songwriting style. I really like his unique voice. And he has not really written songs in a style that I originally fell for in a while, but he got in touch with me, said, "Hey, you told me to write a song like this." I don't think he did it because I told him to, but he did get around to writing a song in that same style and remembered that I was very excited by it. So he got in touch, let me know it was here, and I'm going to play that for you today. We also have some new artists I haven't played before, including Elimination. But before that, I'm going to play you a song from a new band, at least new to me, called Palm Village. And the name of the song is "I've Got Bigger Things to Worry About Than You, Irony's Sway." It's a very different sound than you normally hear on Fuzzy Notes, so I'm really excited to play this for you. Here is Palm Village on Fuzzy Notes.
Away. I can't stop staring at you, an angel.
Palm Village with I've Got Bigger Things to Worry About Than You, Irony's Sway, and very, very, very cool. Now, Palm Village has never been played on this show before. However, we have heard from one of these, one of the artists involved before. Now, Leslie Chu was played on episode 69, and as I am told in the submission, this is also a bit of a brony tune. It's not really music made with Phantom in mind, and I will completely admit I didn't get the reference because I don't watch the show. I'm one of those guys that watched the first My Little Pony stuff, but I haven't really managed to catch up to the new stuff. Sorry. I apologize to anybody who is offended. However, Palm Village is a duo from Texas, made up of Leslie Chu, who is from Van Vleck, Texas. Leslie Chu likes to make fusions with hip-hop beats, shoegazer, ambient, whatever sounds. And definitely you can hear that shoegaze influence in there and some really cool chill wave feel to it. And Edward the Selector, ETS, or just Dan, is an electronic musician from Bay City, Texas, who works primarily with samples and creates experimental tunes, posting on Facebook with a show called Selector 979. And his brother, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but Dantoine, is joining the group for the album, which is slated for release in 2015. So if you like this track, definitely keep an eye on Palm Village. You can do so likely through Leslie Chu's Fur Affinity page, which I've linked in the show notes, but I'll also try to keep updates as they are sent in to me, mentioned on the show. Very cool song. I loved it, and I love it when a new song comes in that just doesn't quite sound like the other music that is sent in, which is so cool about the furry music community, is that everybody tends to have a little bit of a different sound, and there's always somebody out there who's very experimental and very unique. So thank you, Palm Village. I'm hoping you enjoyed being played on the show. What does that mean? I enjoyed playing you on the show is what I should have said. Let's move on. I am going to play another newcomer to the show. This is Limination, and it is a song called Synergy. And let's just jump right into it. Let's go music to music, and then I'll ramble a bit after this. So here again is Limination with Synergy on Fuzzy Notes. We'll be right back. DJ Elimination with Synergy. From Maryland, DJ Elimination, you can find on SoundCloud. I've also connected you to his Fur Affinity and his Google Plus in the show notes. He's also known as Stafford Otter, though his musical alias is DJ Elimination. And anthropomorphic influences will definitely appear in the music, so give it a look. This song was instrumental, but you never know what you're going to find. There's going to be a song coming out soon, if not already out, called Morning Coffee, that has anthropomorphic themed vocals. So every once in a while, we get tracks that are a bit more furry. That's actually been coming up a lot recently in conversation, where people ask me, what is furry music? And I think we've kind of been bantering that whole thing around for about over 2 years now, 2.25 years, since about November 2012 when we started Fuzzy Notes. I say we, it's me and the people in my head. But the whole idea of furry music versus music made by furs and that whole division, because I like to feature music that furries are making, and in a lot of cases that may not actually have some kind of animal influence in it. And then every so often you'll have a song that has animal imagery, but it's not overtly furry. I don't think there have been that many. A very small percentage of songs that are on Fuzzy Notes are really 100% furry, like about furs going to furry cons or about fur suiting or anything like that. You'll have animal imagery, I find, a lot. And there are several instrumental tracks, EDM or whatever, dance tracks that have animal titles. But yeah. It's interesting to think that we've come to a point in the furry fandom where we have furry musicians writing non-furry music. Does that mean it's furry? I think it does. I totally think it does. Just like writing a book in Canada that's not set in Canada doesn't mean you aren't a Canadian author, right? That's my thinking. So thank you. Where'd that come from? Thank you, DJ Elimination Stafford, for that submission. Synergy, and go check out his other music on SoundCloud and Fur Affinity. So, a few things to talk about. Number one, in the United States of America, at several of the furry conventions that you may attend, especially in the Midwest or the South, you may have heard of the Furry Drama Show. Now, I've talked about this, I think, before, because I performed at it at Wild Nights last year, Wild Nights 2014, and it was my first chance to witness Furry Drama Show. It's a very interesting talent show with a bit of a twist. It's not just like a, what's that show? Like America's Got Talent or Britain's Got Talent, where it's just sort of a sequence of people going up doing different things. There's definitely a flow to it. You have live performances of music. You have live skits, you have videos, and that's sort of the neat thing. In between performances, you'll actually have videos projected on stage, because there's a lot of really, really talented video podcasts, webisodes, all that kind of stuff that furries are putting together, and they like to feature them at the Furry Drama Show. What is this about, you might ask? Well, they're looking for music videos. So if you're a furry musician with a music video, get in touch with the Furry Drama Show. You can find them on Fur Affinity. And if you just search Furry Drama Show, you're going to find them. And they are interested in getting a hold of the video so they can play it at cons. I know they're going to be at FangCon. They're going to be at FurryCon. They're obviously at Wild Nights. And they just kind of rotate around. And this will get you some great exposure, as well as just helping out another group of furries that want to do some creative entertainment. By giving them your awesome music and awesome video so they can share it with the attendees. Sound good? Good. If you don't have a music video, make one. I actually tried to get a music video made a while ago before I got hectic busy. I'll talk about that later. But I had this really cool idea, I thought, where I would give people a segment of a song and they would essentially be allowed to do whatever they wanted, and it would be like two lyrics in a verse kind of a thing, or two lines in a verse, and they'd shoot basically a 10-second video, and I would edit all of the pieces together to make one long video with a little bit of direction, you know, like at the end of the thing, turn your head to the left and have the camera swoop over there. And then when the next video comes in, the camera would actually be swooping in from that direction. So you'd have a bit of almost camera work going on. Thought that might be kind of fun. I made an announcement on my blog and I passed it around and told people about it. And that's sort of where it ended. But that's fine. When we get back into having time to make music, I'll definitely try to do that again. But I highly recommend, if you have a camera, even just a phone now, make a little video. If you're going to go with the narrative route, don't try to make it too serious. I personal opinion, but watching people act sad while singing is always kind of uncomfortable to me. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you like that. Let me know. I don't know. Am I negative today? I feel like I'm being negative. That's weird. You know what will stop me from being negative? I'm going to play Party Wolf's song next. So Party Wolf 17 was first played on the show a long time ago in the early, early days and has been played since and also interviewed for the 50th episode interview special. And I released a Coda episode with an interview with Party Wolf 17. Well, there's some new music. It is called Misunderstood, and Party Wolf 17 also goes by the name Sunny B. So here is Sunny B with a song called Misunderstood in that singer-songwriter style that I really like, and I'm going to talk more about what he did here after the song. So here is Party Wolf 17, aka Sunny B, on Fuzzy Notes.
They say mean things, misunderstood. I'm a what can be broken. I'm a story not yet spoken. Yet they try to break me down, misunderstood. See, I tried to make them understand. They don't see what I see. I feel at war again, 'cause I'm misunderstood. And I close myself from others. I feel a crashing down, like a waterfall, but they don't know me. 'Cause I am misunderstood, misunderstood, misunderstood.
That was Misunderstood by Sunny B, or Party Wolf 17 on For Affinity. In the description of the song on FA, it says, a song I made for my little cousin, but haven't been able to upload it. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. And I did. I enjoyed it. I loved it. It came out about a month ago, and I feel bad it took me a month to get this in the show, but it took me a month to get a show out. So that's sad. I misunderstood. But I don't know about you guys. I really like his songwriting style. I like his voice. I like his intonation. I think it's very cool. And I know I say very cool a lot, but I super mean it right now. Super mean it. And I'm so happy that he put out a new track in this style. So hopefully there's more coming down the road. I know it's not easy to always just sit down and pump out music. That's been my problem recently. I've missed two of the No Budget Nightmares podcasts where I usually write songs for them, just because I've been busy or unable to sit down and just write a song. So it's tough. I envy the people who can spend a lot of their spare time making music. And maybe that will be me someday. But for now, I'm just struggling to make sure I get other people's music out to your ears. And I hope you enjoyed Party Wolf 17's track, because I did, and definitely check it out. And this is a good time to bring up the whole thing I try to say to you every episode, which is, do you like something here? Like, for instance, Party Wolf 17's track, Misunderstood. You should go to their FA and you should favorite it. You should leave a comment. You should share it around to your friends. You should let them know what you think about the music. Same with Twitter. Go follow an artist, for instance. Nice the Singing Dog, who will be coming up next, is on Twitter. If you enjoy the song, why not go follow him? On SoundCloud, DJ Elimination is on SoundCloud. You could go there. You could follow him there. Keep track of his music there. And also click that little heart or leave a comment. You should spread the love, is what I'm saying. It's so easy on FA to favorite art, because then you get the art on your page and people can go to your page and go, oh, they like that art. That's so nice. Or that's so weird. Or they have very different tastes than me. But it's really easy to scan and see what a person likes when it comes to art. When it comes to music, it's a bit more difficult. And I know a lot of furries do not necessarily click favorite on a song, because it kind of clogs up the nice art you got going on your FA page. But it sends a very strong message to other furs. When you go to a furry musician and you see that they have 3, 6, 10, 20 favorites on a song, it's really cool, and you know you're supporting the artist at that point. So I always throw that out your way, and I hope you do it. I've been trying to keep up with it myself. And definitely, if you have music that you would like featured on Fuzzy Notes, do not hesitate to send it to me at the email. Get your pen. 3, 2, 1. Do you have a pen? FuzzyNotesPodcast@gmail.com. You didn't even need a pen. It's so easy. Or you can find me on Twitter at Potoroo. That's P-O-T-O-R-O-O. There's also a Facebook group for, or Facebook page for Fuzzy Notes. But I highly recommend the email approach, because when you email it to me, it's more likely I will just grab the song, throw it in my little workflow for each episode, and then it will not accidentally get lost in a Twitter DM or a Skype message. Sound cool? Definitely send me your music, because I've been having less and less time to go scouring FA and through previous artists' SoundClouds to see if there's new music out. The busier I get, the harder it is for me to find new music. If you guys keep throwing new music at me, I'll have a lot easier time. Wow. I'll have a much easier time making new episodes for you. So hearts go to you if you could send me music. I will have a bit more to ramble about, but I'm going to play track number 4 for today. And it comes from a very cool cat. It's funny to say that, because he's a dog. This is Nice the Singing Dog. Wish with the song called It's How We Do, and it's from his new album, Instinct, which is available on iTunes and Bandcamp. You can find it on Spotify, but for now, you don't have to go to those places. Why? Because you could just sit here right now and listen to the track It's How We Do on Fuzzy Notes. Here's Nice the Singing Dog.
To make our home beat,
it's how we do.
Hips that swing, we're doing our thing,
it's how we do.
A brand all ours, a style we'll pass,
it's how we do. It's how we do.
Breaking away and getting insane,
it's how we do.
Owning the day and running the night,
it's how we do.
Start with the street and end with the world,
it's how we do.
Langford keeps, we take to the streets and dance. It's how we do. Running the city, everybody with me now.
It's how we do.
Can I get a yeah?
Yeah.
You're a yeah.
Yeah.
I got a yeah.
It's how we do.
All the girls and the boys, come on, let's make some noise.
It's how we do.
dancing in sneakers.
It's how we do.
Letting on fire, taking us higher.
It's how we do.
Opening ears and landing at feet.
It's how we do. It's how we do.
Making the planet dance with the sun.
It's how we do.
Tearing down walls and letting in the.
It's how we do.
Start with one voice and end with a choir.
It's how we do.
Yeah, can you feel the bass and the rhythm of these streets? The beat in our hearts, all of ours, we're dancing under the same stars. Galactic spotlights and we're the stage, he's race and face, we all live in the same place. We're all part of the show, even though we think we're from different worlds. But you know, there's only one rock and we need to rock it. Come on, let this green dog show ya how. Yeah, stomp your feet, feel the beat, everyone to the streets.
Playing for keys, we take to the streets and dance. It's how we do. Running the city, everybody with me now. It's how we do.
Can I get a yeah?
Yeah.
Let me hear a yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody yeah.
It's how we do.
All the girls and the boys, come on, let's make some noise.
It's how we do.
Dreams that won't sleep, songs that run deep to skies above, crying out for love. Souls intertwined, dancing in time. One world, one song, they're all alone.
It's how we do. Singing this song and turning love on.
It's how we do.
Street,
making our hearts beat in synchrony.
It's how we do.
Take to the streets.
Playing for keys, we take to the streets and dance. It's how we do. Running the city, everybody with me now. It's how we do.
Can I get a yeah?
Yeah.
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 Everybody yeah.
It's how we do.
All the girls and the boys, come on and let's make some noise.
It's how we do.
Yeah.
Playing for keys, we take to the streets and dance. It's how we do.
Fun as always. It's Nice, the singing dog with It's How We Do from his latest album, Instinct, which came out November 2014. You can find it at Nice, that's spelled NIIC.bandcamp.com, or on iTunes, or on Spotify. Go to SoundCloud, go to FA. He's everywhere, so you can always find information and stuff about Nice. And of course, the website, the official website is Nice Music. That's NIICmusic.com. Go check it out, grab the album, and like I said, with all the other artists, just share, love, and joy, especially if you really enjoyed that track, It's How We Do. Lots of fun. Thank you so much, Nice, for sending that to me so I could feature it, and we'll try to get a conversation with you coming soon. I want to have a chat with Nice. I want to talk with Bandit. There are a whole bunch of artists that I haven't had a chance yet to do a Coda episode with. So let's hope those come down the line once things come back into order in the life of the Roo. And I promised you I'd mention why things are so delayed and have been pretty much since Camp Feral last year. Things have just been busy in my life with school picking up, with a whole bunch of new projects that I've been working on. And at work, it's been very exciting because one of our artists has been nominated for 2 Junos, which is crazy. Junos, for those of you who live outside of Canada, are like they're the Canadian Grammys, and getting nominated for one is usually pretty tough. And I've worked with one artist. Well, I've worked with artists at work who have been nominated before, but they were always doing pretty well before they even came to the place where I work. In this case, and in one other case, it's actually an artist that I have had more interaction with. I've known for a while. I knew and was listening to their music before anybody really had heard it. So it's one of those cool moments where I got to be there as I watched a band or an artist develop, and then they got the recognition they deserve. In that one case, the Strumbellas, they won the Roots Album of the Year last year, which was really cool. And this year, fingers crossed for Jess Moskaluk, who is nominated for Country Album of the Year as well as Breakthrough Artist of the Year, which is really cool. She's up for basically Best New Artist of the Year. And we're all very proud of her and very excited. Go look up her music. She's got some great songs, especially one called Cheap Wine and Cigarettes. It's a great country pop anthem, and it's a good... It'll get stuck in your head. Promise you that right now. So that's part of the reason why I have been busy and distracted, aside from just being a tired, tired person. I've just been exhausted all the time. And when you're tired, it's not easy to sit down and talk excitedly into a microphone. So that's corrected for today, which is good. Did I get to chat with you? I have one more thing I wanted to ramble about. It's been a very unrambly episode. So for those of you who actually like hearing me talk, I apologize. And for those of you who hate that I talk so much, you're welcome. But I just wanted to say, I've kind of touched on this subject before, and this is directed mostly to musicians out there, but it's just come up again in conversation with people, and I just want to say to you, embrace your crap. Embrace your crap. Now, I think before I said, and this is the old way I used to phrase it, which is very vulgar, that you have to push all the shit out before you get to the good stuff. The idea being you might have to write 30 or 40 or 50 songs, or even sit down and record like 20, 30, 40 songs before you get to one that's like really golden. Not to say those 20, 30, 40 songs aren't good. I'm just saying treating your first creation and maybe putting so much pressure on yourself about it that when people don't react to it positively, it really hurts your soul. I just want to remind people out there that there is a process and you're going to learn, and there's no such thing as a prodigy. There are people that pick things up really fast or have some great ideas early on, but everybody gets better with practice. So learn to love the process it takes to get from your early work as you improve and learn and invent and create and choose now. Do what you want. Do you want that early work out into the world? And this is sort of what I'm getting at. Do you want all that stuff that you're just pumping out while you're trying to learn how to do your craft out in the world? Or do you want to develop your craft in style and start releasing when you have something that you're super, super, super proud of? And I don't mean proud of like you're proud of your first piece of music. I bet you I could go through my collection here and find one of the early tracks. You know what? I might even do that after this. I might try to find one of the first songs I ever recorded and put it up just to give you an example. But...
I love duct tape, it has so many uses. Can stand up through so many abuses. I've heard of stories where it held up a car, virtually unnoticeable when viewing from afar. Oh, de la ha, oh, I love duct tape. Oh, I love duct tape, I love it so. Oh, 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 oh. I heard duct tape can be used by the medics and hold on lost limbs while competing in athletics. I've heard of instances where it held up a house or used by the vets to fix a poor little mouse. Oh, de la ha, oh, I love duct tape.
be proud of all the work you do, but remember that the internet is forever, and that putting every piece out the second you write it is taking away from your opportunity to piece together something and to build a fan base, not just of friends, because friends are going to love the music you make, but just build a fan base of people who find you and love your music. And if you put everything out that you make the second you make it, the first song you write, you put it out. The second song you write, you put it out. The third song you write, you put it out. Seconds after you finish recording it, then you're not giving yourself the opportunity to learn and grow and sort of control who you are out in the world. There are sort of two ways to look at it. Like if you're doing it as a hobby, obviously, or if you're doing it for fun, or even if you're doing it, you just want people to follow your process, which I'm totally cool with. I kind of do that myself. Then put everything out as you put it out and let people know, you know, I maybe will do one or two tweaks on this, but what do you guys think now? But if you're trying to build up sort of a fan base and a reputation as a great musician and a great songwriter and a great artist, don't hesitate to hold back. Don't hesitate to write 20 songs and find the 10 best ones and put them out. Save those other 10 as little bonus things to put out later. Don't rush something out just because it's done. When you finish something, and even if you go through all the professional process, and maybe it takes a month, maybe it's a month, and then, I'm sorry, I kind of burped during that one. That was weird. Maybe it takes a month to get everything mixed and mastered and put together. The second it's in your hands doesn't mean you have to put it up on Bandcamp. You could start thinking about cool ways to build interest among, even just among furries, towards the album coming out or towards the single coming out. Once it's in your hands, that just means you now have all the power. Once it's in your hands, you can do whatever you want with it. And that means you don't have to put it out right away. You could tease it. You could take 10 seconds from it and release that. You could make a music video so they come out simultaneously. Planning is always going to help you. The only way to plan is to hold back a little. So that's my advice for the day. I should also add that, like, having friends and other musicians and people that you trust to share songs with, to get a feel for what works, that's vital, and that's also how you get better. So I think the difference between what I was saying before and that is putting something up on FA the second you're done versus sending something out to a couple of friends and asking for their advice. And I'm not dissing people that put out songs, 10 songs a week, and put out songs 5 minutes after they finish recording it. I'm just saying there's so many cool creative options you have when recording. Don't, maybe play with them. Try it sometime. Try holding on to a single for a month and then release it after a month of maybe doing a cool little thing on for Affinity with journals or making videos or whatever. Just try something out. See what it does, what's different. Because if you do everything the same way, you may end up getting the same results every time. And that's not always going to be what you want when you're trying to eventually get up to the point that you're making money or maybe just having a nice big fan base or putting together a piece of art that you're really, really, really proud of. So yeah, that's my ramble for the day. I have one or two more things to talk about because I have ideas all of a sudden because I started talking. Floodgates, sorry. But first, I'm going to play you a song from our good buddy, our pal, Falstaff, aka Odin's Disciple. He sent me a track called Law of Fives, which is very interesting in subject and in sound, and I'm going to play it for you first, talk about it, ramble a bit, and then we'll close off the show. So here we go, Odin's Disciple, Law of Fives, here on Fuzzy Notes. Thank you. chill, groovy song. Groovy, I sound like I'm older than I am. It's got a groove to it. From Odin's Disciple, the name of the song is Law of Fives, and it's Law of Fives for a reason. It is a 5-minute, 5-second song with a 5-second fade, and the loops are all in the key of E, and E is the fifth letter of the alphabet. There you go. 5-5-5-5-5. $5 footlongs. Send me money. Subway. You can find Odin's Disciple on SoundCloud, Odin's-Disciple, and I've also got links in the show notes for you to find more music and all that kind of jazz. So thanks again for that, Odin's Disciple, and thank you all for listening. Did you enjoy my little interlude? I had done my ramble about embracing your crap, and then realized halfway through while listening through it that I had made a reference to trying to find one of the early songs that I had recorded and putting it in there. So I decided to grab a track called Duct Tape. Now, it wasn't one of the first songs I wrote. I had actually written an entire album with a friend before that, which you can find online. And if you ask me where to find it, I will let you know. But that was one of the first songs I wrote with the band, which eventually became called Brillo Head, back in like 1994. And you can hear how that might not be a song that I necessarily want on my Bandcamp, if that makes sense. So just to put a point to it and also explain why I play a random freaking song in the middle of a ramble and didn't really give it much context. There you go. Now you know. There you go. Now you know. That should be the name of the show. There you go. Now you know. So that random beep was there because I was actually intending on ending the show at that point, fading off into silence. But at that precise moment, a clearance came through for a song I had been wanting to play today, and on top of that, they sent me a copy that I could play, so therefore I had the song to close off the nice 6-track episode of Fuzzy Notes. And on top of that, I had sent a text out to someone and asked, hey, I do another podcast other than the one you are familiar with, and I was wondering if you'd give me permission to play your song on it. And she got back to me and said, yes. Here, I'm going to read the text. It's really not that exciting. But she said, yeah, sure, whatever, thanks. And so I'm going to do it. And it's that song I had mentioned earlier that part of the reason I've been in chaos recently is that one of the artists I work with has been nominated for 2 Juno Awards. And I mentioned the song Cheap Wine, which is actually called Cheap Wine and Cigarettes. And I asked if I could play it on the show, and she said yes. So I'm going to do that. We're going to get 2 more songs. I'm just going to play them back to back. I'm going to start off with a track from Da Silva. Now, Da Silva has been played on the show before. I like Da Silva's stuff. And this particular track is called Where Are You? True Love. Sorry. I knew the name of the song, but I've been just looking at so many song titles today. I'm in a very confused state. But True Love. So I'm going to play you Da Silva's track, True Love, first, so you can get a listen to it. I really like this guy, and you should check his stuff out. And totally, for sure. And after that, I'm going to throw on the song Cheap Wine and Cigarettes by a double Juno nominee this year, Jess Moskaluk. Now, in the past, I have played some non-furries. They're people that either are furry-friendly or people that I work with or know, and they know I'm a furry and seem to have absolutely no issue with it. So I like to call that kind of thing a friend of furry situation. But also, I don't get to play much country on the show, and I know some people are probably cringing, but this is a really good song. Thing to keep in mind about a lot of country music, especially in this case with Jess, is that they're really well-written songs written by very talented songwriters, produced by very talented producers. And in this case, Jess Moskaluk probably has, if not the best, one of the best voices in country today. In pop, in anything, really. She has a beautiful voice. She's got it's like there's a beautiful beast in her throat, and I said beast. She's going to beat me up. Regardless, what I'm trying to get at is it's a very good song, and I'd like to play it as an example of a great country song. But before we get to that, I'm going to throw on Da Silva's True Loves, True Love, and give it a listen, followed by Cheap Wine and Cigarettes, and then we'll close off the show. Going a bit long because it's been a while since we've had an episode, so hope you don't mind. Enjoy these two back-to-back tracks, On the Attack. I can't rhyme anymore. Here we go. Da Silva, True Love. Cheap Wine and Cigarettes from the lovely Jess Moskaluk, and before that, Da Silva with True Love. Very, very cool artist you should check out. I put everything in the show notes. And that's it for today. We've gone long, but I hope we've gone entertaining. And I had said I want to fade out to silence. I may or may not fade out to silence. It's up to you to keep listening. But this is the end of the show proper, and I will aim to see you next week. Again, if you have music, send it to me. If you know of somebody that has music, get them in touch with me. If you would like to have a shout out on the show, record it and send it in, all of this to fuzzynotespodcast@gmail.com, or get in touch with me on Twitter at Potoroo, P-O-T-O-R-O-O. Done. So this, I may sneak in one last song, but I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to play it. But you can stop now. You don't have to listen. The tension's killing you, isn't it? You don't know what's about to, you have no idea what's happening. But there might be another song. Who knows? Anyways, bye, Fuzzbuds. Love you.
Shut up, Ryan.
implied, no similar terms, even tempered to bones of a leader in a circumstance. He looked at me, running away out of Pharaoh's pipe. Maybe she knows what I really look like. They try to combine, but they don't know the truth about me. I try to unwind.
I try to unwind.